Series for the 3 weeks of Advent before we come to Christmas itself. And I thought, well, walking with Jesus, but out of that, to choose three things that I felt God was calling me to share. And the first one was the choices that Jesus made in his ministry. And so we're going to look at his choices. Next week we're going to look at his compassion. And the third week is his concerns, sorry. I think I better put my glasses on, didn't you? Much of this is perhaps not printed on my card. It will come, if I may put it this way, directly from my heart. But first of all, is concerning the concerns of the choices of Jesus. He chose his disciples. Right at the beginning of his ministry, he chose those who would become his disciples and follow him. And let's look at the people he chose. There was James and John, and they were known as the sons of thunder. They were very outspoken. They often wanted their way, and they'd let everyone know it. Then there was Simon Peter. He was slow to believe, and he left things when it got a bit hot for him. For instance, he denied even knowing Jesus when Jesus was first arrested. Very slack and slow person. Not very enthusiastic as we saw him in the early days. And then there's Matthew, a tax collector, known to cheat people of their money. That's what the tax collectors used to do in those days. Not a very honest man. And then there was poor old Thomas. He was full of doubt. He doubted everything. He wanted proof. And then there was Judas, who became the betrayer. Money was more important than Jesus to him. Then there's my own experience of God and his choice. I don't know whether you saw the program last night about Adele and singing. I wasn't really aware of Adele before, but I looked up about Adele, and she apparently did a 3-track demo for a class project. And then she graduated from the school, college, academy, and as she did, she sent that through the post she posted it somewhere online, and the organization called VL Recordings just after she'd graduated in 2006 signed her as an artist. In other words, they chose her just as she was coming out of college. That's someone who made a choice which, if you now look at her career, they made a good choice, didn't they? And then there's, in my experience, when I became a youth leader, oh dear, they made lots of choices. We had about 7 football teams. And stupid me said, well, I'll go with the first team. Now, I didn't know anything about the rules of football. And someone suggested to me at the first match that they played, the first team, that I should run the line because they've got no one to do it. Well, that was going to be hopeless. But there was one young chap called Louis, and his girlfriend was there. And he said, Bruce, my girlfriend will run the line for you. I was beginning to make a mess of it. So she came and she did it. And she did it for weeks afterwards. She knew the rules and she was a good linesman. But I had chosen to serve that football team. We called them Pegasus. And they did quite well. But there came a time when it was quite obvious that they had worked themselves up into a higher league and they needed more help. And so one of the fathers came and took over leading them. The young people wanted me, they chose me, but there came a time when you could see that the choice was no longer the right one. Not for me as a football coach. But as I look back, certainly they chose the right youth club to come to, because Pegasus wasn't a Christian club, but it came out of Christian young people going to church. And it grew, as I say, 7 football teams and their girlfriends. And when I look back and see how they, some of them, came to our golden wedding, grown up, and then to our diamond wedding, God made the right choice. He brought me and those young people together. Not all of them came to faith, but many. Many did. And then, next in my own experience, there was my mother-in-law. Mother-in-laws, I'm told, can be difficult. This is Eunice's mother, yes. She knew me as a youth leader. She also knew me as a rebel. And one day I said to her, oh, one of the churches that I have known as a youth leader have asked me if I would consider becoming their minister. This was Tasso in Fulham. Oh no, she went, you sure? She said, I'll tell you, I'll give you a bit of advice. She said, don't accept the call unless it's unanimous. It wasn't a large church at that time, it became one, but it wasn't. And the vote was unanimous. So, mother-in-law accepted it, and her own husband did the reading at my induction. Our choices are not necessarily the choices of the Lord. And then Salem. It was a lovely church. Every time I asked if I could do something new, they used to say, well, only if you've got the strength, only if it's not too much. And then came the time of a special anniversary. And they would say, oh, we'll have an anniversary speaker, and we'll do this, have a special service. And I said, can't we do something bigger? What do you mean, they said. I said, plant a church. I said, up there in Charville, there's no church. People have to travel. And there's a rotten bus service up there too. Well, of course, they said, all right, yes. And that was the big choice of the anniversary. Where did that choice come from? Well, it came because one day I had walked up into this estate and found that there was a community centre, but nothing else. And that was God speaking to me. That was God's choice through me. And when I look back on my life, I can see how God has directed my work by His choice and not by what I thought I was carrying to do. Never be a football coach. He chose me to be a youth leader and a pastor, and that was His choice. Choices that originally really shook me, and I thought, oh, I can't do that. I can't speak in public, I said to myself. But I want to go on. My own experiences and the experience of the disciples that Jesus chose, all but one of them was faithful and used mightily. Just think of it. The people that had all those problems, all those faults, all those sins, and Jesus chose them, and they became the perfect 12 disciples, bar one. One Peter 2 verse 9 says, you are a chosen people. And you know, this is the wonderful thing about God's choice. He has chosen us. God loves all people. And Jesus has chosen us to be His followers, to be His disciples. John 15 verse 19, I have chosen you. And Joshua 24 verse 15, choose you this day whom you will serve. Jesus made His choices, and if you look at what happened, you will see that so many people were used of God after Jesus had chosen them to serve Him. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing. God chooses the unlikely. God loves everyone. And God sent His Son. Why? So that all who would respond in faith could be accepted and have a new life. But Jesus' choice is tremendous because He made no difference between sinner, man, woman, child. He chose all people to die for. That was His choice. No one was too bad for Jesus to choose. And we look at the disciples He chose, we thought, well, He made the wrong choice, but He didn't. He never makes the wrong choice. He is there, and He has chosen us. And so the challenge in return surely must be that we should take heed of what Joshua says in the Old Testament. Choose you this day who you will serve. And that is our challenge. That is our call. And it comes from the one who has actually chosen us. And I have to admit that when I first came to the Lord, I couldn't believe when someone said, "He's chosen you." I thought they're mad. But they weren't mad. God bless you all. We're now going to sing the last song, "From Heaven You Came, Helpless Babe." This is the one that's known as the Servant King.